you'll see an insecure person on stream. You'll know pretty soon. You'll see insecurity in someone's images or in how they conduct themselves on Instagram. You'll see TikToks and you'll be like, man, that person is compensating for something. There's some insecurity there. But when we think about ourselves, if we take some time to think about it, we might realize that, you know, we have areas that we're feeling fragile too. And it's just that because it's hard to face and it hurts when we think about it, that we want to overlook it in ourselves. We deny its presence by rationalizing our choices and shifting our attention to something else. I don't want to think about that.
Hello, welcome to the Taco Talks podcast featuring Pastor Al Deschanel, known online as Christian Ninja, full-time content creator and executive director of Taco, the Alliance for Creative Outreach. He uses his education, experience, and pastor's heart to unite, develop, and train Christian content creators to serve and grow well on the digital mission field. I'm your host, Scott, a fellow content creator, Twitch streamer, and podcaster known online as The Born Again Gamer. We hope this podcast will help you unleash your potential, reach your vision, and create content that radiates God's glory. Are things not going your way? And worse still, are they going well for that other person that you're comparing yourself with? What's your first instinct when that happens? If you can believe it, you're not the first one, and you likely won't be the last to deal with these insecurities. Insecurity is a fairly common thing just about everyone deals with. It can come from a few different places, and most, if not all, are intrusive thoughts from the enemy, distractions from your calling. Let's listen in as Christian Ninja dives into the insecurity test.
Today we're talking about a topic that everyone deals with, but not many people actually want to talk about. And that is the insecurities that content creators face. Everybody faces them. I think content creators get a bit of a different flavor though. Beneath the surface, a lot of us grapple with these insecurities, these weaknesses, these things about ourselves we don't like that can kill our joy and stifle our creativity and just take this thing that we love doing so much and fill it full of fear. That just makes us feel miserable. Regardless of what level of success you have, literally everyone faces it. Everybody does. Sometimes we want to blame our lack of growth or our lack of joy in creating on our tech or on the algorithms or on changing in the platforms and all that jazz. But in reality, many of the deepest problems that content creators face stem from the emotional insecurity of the creator. The symptoms manifest in all kinds of ways. The creator may lack the conviction to stand by their content, so they keep changing course and changing content and chasing something that they think is going to make them popular because their ideas they don't believe in, or they become defensive when they're faced with any kind of critical feedback. Sometimes it's from withdrawing from the community, right? Just things aren't going well. I don't know how to lead this. What's happening here? Someone said something mean, and they withdraw from their community, which leads to doubts about their authenticity, right? Are they serious about this? Or they lack the resilience to persist when they're not just receiving a constant stream of validation, right? Sometimes that you create and you need to have someone hit the like button. You need to have someone tell you it's a good thing. Otherwise, you don't feel like you did anything right, even if one person does. And if you don't get that validation, you feel insecure. Those insecurities make them internalize all these falsehoods about themselves or their audience, and that leads to this detrimental impact on their creativity and on their influence and on their joy. So today I want to go through a little insecurity test so you can realize where you're vulnerable and where you can make some changes, right? Where you see these insecurities and if maybe they're leading you in the wrong direction. It's actually quite easy for others to see our insecurities. Right? It's often very apparent to them, and it's apparent in our creative offerings. You'll see an insecure person on stream. You'll know pretty soon. You'll see insecurity in someone's images or in how they conduct themselves on Instagram, you'll see TikToks and you'll be like, man, that person is compensating for something. There's some insecurity there. But when we think about ourselves, if we take some time to think about it, we might realize that, you know, we have areas that we're feeling fragile too. And it's just that because it's hard to face and it hurts when we think about it, that we want to overlook it in ourselves. We deny its presence by rationalizing our choices and shifting our attention to something else. I don't want to think about that. The following test comes from case studies, believe it or not, in various fields where individuals like us grappled with typical insecurities. So leaders around and people who have gone through and influenced people, what hit them with insecurity? There are six of them, but today we're only going to cover three because I kind of want to deep dive a little bit more than just kind of asking questions. So let's ask ourselves some probing questions to uncover any hidden insecurities we might have. The first set of questions is about comparison. Now, comparison can be a double-edged sword. It can inspire us to strive for excellence, but it can also lead to a destructive pattern of like self-doubt and resentment. These questions I'm going to ask are designed to kind of help you reflect on whether comparison, like you comparing yourself to others, is affecting your ability to appreciate your own uniqueness, your own contribution, the things that you're offering, and go and saying, yeah, actually, no, compared to others, you know, I think I'm doing pretty good or whatever. Or you see what others are doing and you suddenly, you know, like your accomplishments all seem overshadowed and you question your talents, and that spreads into spreading like that shadow into your peers as you try to share that story of someone else's success in a negative way. You talk down about the successful creator, so you'll feel better. You know, it also works the other way, of course. When you feel like you did a really good job and you compare yourself to others, the pride swells, you look down on others. So let me give you a few questions to consider to ask the question, do you have unhealthy comparison? Is your comparison showing insecurity? So question one, do you find yourself frequently measuring your success against that of other creators? Right? So you as a creator, when you talk about success, when you talk about what are you there for and how do you know if you're doing a good job, is it matching my vision? I'm going where I think God wants to take me. I'm reaching the people I want to reach. I'm having conversations I want to have. Or are you always looking at other people's numbers, other people's analytics, other people's metrics? And if you're not where they are, suddenly you're not doing a good job. Number two. When others receive accolades or opportunities, do you feel overlooked or undervalued? That's a good one, right? So you look on Twitter and you see that somebody has, they've been given an opportunity to do a collab, or they have been given this opportunity to go somewhere, or there's a conference that they're talking about, or whatever. Do you see, wow, that's really cool for them? Or do you say, man, why isn't it me? Why not me? How come I don't get to do that? What's wrong with me? Right? That's an insecurity. Third, do you catch yourself making negative comments about the success of others? Right? You look at someone else and you're like, ah, that's because whatever, right? Typical one that I can always think of is where the guy looks at the female creator and go, oh, that's just because they're pretty. Or that's, you know, you look at the person cussing all the time, oh, that's just because they're lowest common denominator, because they're gross or whatever, right? Like, instead of seeing success and being happy for them, do you find yourself making negative comments when you see other people having success? Number four, are you preoccupied with the thought that others are more deserving of success than you are? Right? Like, you're just sitting there thinking, why is everybody getting things I don't get? Why is everybody going places I don't get to go? Why does everybody get to do things I don't get to do? Why are other people getting the audience that I want? Are you preoccupied with the thoughts that others seem to have are more deserving than others? Well, that person obviously is better than me, and that person's obviously better than me, and they're a better editor, and they're a better singer, and they're a better speaker, and they're better at games, and they're better at podcasting or whatever it is. Like, you're always preoccupied about how everybody else is, but you're not thinking about your own growth. It's just driving you into insecurity. Number five, how often do you acknowledge and celebrate your own achievements without comparing them to others, right? Let's say you hit 100 followers. Let's say you get to 500 YouTube subscribers. Let's say you finally get to however many, you know, you want in your podcast, or you get the amazing collab, or you get something. You get an achievement. Can you enjoy it, acknowledge it, celebrate it without actually comparing it to others, right? Man, I did so good. I've got 100 whatevers. Can't wait till I get to 1,000 like so-and-so, right? Or at least I'm better than so-and-so. Like, is that how you celebrate your achievements? By comparing them to others. That's unhealthy comparison. All right. The next test is about compensation. Compensation. So you've probably heard of these insecure people that are quote unquote overcompensating for something, right? They don't like something about themselves, so they go get the big truck, or they name drop all the time, or they buy showy things, or they're bragging about themselves. They're just constantly talking about how great they are, or they exaggerate their abilities, or they have a ton of jewelry on or a ton of fancy clothes on. And you look at them and you're like, you're trying too hard. Like, it's a compensation, overcompensation for something they feel bad about within themselves. Now, Christian content creators are not immune to this, obviously. Talking about like our numbers all the time, it's certainly something that I've seen creators do. I know I've been caught too, right? All we do, you know, this is how many we got, and this is how many I need, and this is how many I want. We just talk about our numbers all the time. Or asking only large creators for collabs, right? Not even thinking that you look at somebody who's got 1, 2, 3 followers, not got, you know, a lower amount than you, and be like, oh, that's not going to grow me. You know, you don't even think that we could collab with them, but you're like, I only ask big creators. Maybe somebody will grab me, right? That's an insecurity. You're trying to overcompensate, chasing trends, or undervaluing your work because you don't feel like you're good enough to get paid, right? You're just like, I'm an editor. Yeah, I'm doing this. Yeah, I'm a full-time streamer, but I'm not really that good at it. So I'm not really worth, right? That's undercompensating. Needing to respond to every comment, every critique, every trend. As you know, because that way you need people to see you as super interactive and super available, as it, like, you're really, really good. The idea of missing a trend or missing a comment just drives you crazy because you're worried that person might not like you, right? Compensation. It often arises from this deep-seated sense of just not being enough, right? Fear of being seen as inferior. And it can lead to a range of negative behaviors as you try to like assert control or gain recognition, sometimes at the cost of your integrity, at the cost of trust, like your audience, your peers, they don't trust you anymore because of what you're doing, at the cost of relationships. You just want to get ahead and compensate to look better so that you don't feel like you're not enough. So you get the acknowledgement you want, right? Compensation. So, question number one. Do you find yourself plotting strategies to get ahead of others, other creators, right? I see so-and-so doing that and they're being successful. How can I steal that and be more successful? How can I get that and do better? I look at that person. Oh, they're creating this thing over here. How can I take that? Or for that matter, how can I get ahead of so-and-so? They seem to be on the cusp of this thing. How can I get ahead of them? Do you find yourself trying to plot strategies to get ahead of other creators, not just to get ahead, not just to do better, not just to grow for yourself, but literally looking at other people and going, how do I beat them? Right? Number two, do you find yourself creating irrational battles or conflicts driven by this need to prove your worth or compensate for this perceived inferiority? Like, do you invent fights? Do you invent battles? Do you invent conflicts? Well, the reason must be because they don't like me. The reason must be because racism. The reason must be because sexism. The reason must be because, you know, that someone's talking behind my back. Like, you invent battles. You invent conflicts so that that must be the reason why it's not happening. Or for that matter, there's some people who do this and they do it all the time. And that's dealing with their issues in public through their content that should be done privately. Right? They create conflict outside within their content because they want to puff themselves up. They want to be defended. They want others to be as angry as them or come to them and say, you're right and they're wrong. Or thinking that other creators are out to get you. They're taking your audience. This is one I've actually seen definitely among Christian content creators, and that is believing that the audience is so small that if other people get watchers, then it's being taken from them. It's not true. Absolutely not true. There are a gajillion people out there, and there's more than enough watchers to go around. But all of a sudden, that sense of insecurity hits you. You start to think maybe other creators are out to get you, or they're stealing your audience. Number three, have you ever considered or engaged in unethical practices to achieve what you believe you deserve, right? For example, have you ever thought, what if I go get some follow bot? You know, what if I just boost my follows using a follow bot? What if I just pay for 10,000 subscribers? What if I, you know, just utilize this weird algorithm loophole? Or if I, you know, if I just plug a bunch of text into this thing and make a really terrible bottom end, but hey, it might actually work with the algorithm. Have you ever thought of unethical or really shady practices just to get what you think you deserve? Right? I should be at 1,000. I'm only at 100. I should be at 1,000. I deserve it. I'm going to go do this unethical thing. Maybe even breaking trust. You know what? I think if I shared this thing and I broke trust, then maybe people would give me some attention. Maybe. Number four, how often do you reflect on your motivations for wanting to succeed or be recognized? Right? Do you sit there and you wonder and you think, why do I want to have bigger numbers or have more subscribers or grow or become a conference speaker or go into, you know, make all these t-shirts or make all this money or be known or whatever you're, you know, the inside. Why do I want that? Why do I want to reach so many people? Why do I want such a big group? Why do I want my Discord to be at however many thousands? Why do I want that many followers? You ever think about it? Just sit there and reflect, why do I want that? Why do I want that? Is it to be recognized? Is it so that other people will pat me on the back? Is it so I can feel as though I really am doing a good job? Is it so I can stick it in the face of my mom, my dad, my pastor, my brother, sister, friend who said that content creation is dumb? Right? Is that why you want to do it? So you want the big numbers to compensate for your own sense of inferiority? Why do you do that? Number five. Do you feel a constant need to prove your worth to others? And how does this affect your creative process? There are so many creators out there that you can see their within their creativity, they're trying to prove their worth, right? That's how they talk. That's how they connect to their audience, right? This is why, and this is why I'm important, and this is my education, and this is my reasoning, and this is my experience, and this is why I'm better than this person, and this is why you should listen to me, and this is why if you stick around, it's going to get better. If this is why, you know, you're constantly trying to prove your worth to others, and you're even feeding it into your creativity, right? Do you feel a need to prove your worth? Third test of six, but this is the last one we'll do in this episode. And as the test of being too competitive, I say too competitive. I think there is such a thing as healthy competition. So I'm going to say too competitive or negatively competitive. Competition can sometimes shift from healthy to unhealthy, and it leads to self-destructive behavior. This can manifest as like an obsession with outperforming others, not for the sake of your own personal excellence, not so you can go, wow, I'm doing really good, but so you can dominate them, so that you can win, so that you can, at all costs, it doesn't matter what happens. I don't care who gets hurt. I don't care who gets run over. I don't care who gets destroyed. I don't know what happens. I need to be better than, right? That's too competitive. Healthy competition among content creators would be like, say a bunch of creators got together and they're like, okay, let's create something around this topic and then we'll all submit it together and talk about it, or with a unique style, or within a certain period of time. You know, what can you draw within 15 minutes and then share it with the audience? That's healthy competition. Everybody kind of participating for each other, you know, to experience with each other, to have fun with each other, so that the audience has something to look forward to and you can see different perspectives. That's healthy. An unhealthy competition would be when creators copy each other's work, become obsessed with someone else's numbers, use clickbait and rumors about other creators so they can get views, right? It doesn't matter what happens. I need more numbers. I need more better or something. And I will hurt them to get it. I will step on them to get it. I will step on others to get to them just so I can step on them. and looking at the wreckage in my wake, it won't matter if I can achieve better than them. Do you have a person in your mind? And really think about it. Like, I really do challenge you to think about it, because you might be like, nah, I don't do that. Is there someone that you keep checking in on? Like, you look and like, what are their numbers at right now? I wonder what their numbers are at right now. Oh, wow, well, they've really grown. I wonder what they're doing. What are they doing right? Do they deserve that? Is there someone that you keep kind of in the back of your mind as your goal? It could be that unhealthy competition or a sense of inadequacy that's driving that. Competition, right? It comes from this place of a fear and scarcity, a fear of scarcity. It means that you see creators as the enemy, your audience, the collabs, all the sponsors, everything out there that could be is finite. There's not enough of it. There's a scarcity of audience, a scarcity of collabs, a scarcity of sponsors. And therefore, if you don't get it, your fear of not getting it means you might have to quit, or you might not be as successful as you want, or you might not be able to whatever it is. So the fear driven by the scarcity, your scarcity mindset of there's just not enough, I have to do this, doesn't matter what gets hurt just so I can get it, there's not enough to go around. That's where that competition comes from, that negative competition comes from. It's just not true. There is lots and lots out there. There's an abundance of all this stuff. And if we work together, we can actually achieve it together a lot better. This competition will start to spiral into an ego-driven obsession, and it starts to become not only detrimental, but dangerous. It can start with just kind of keeping score of your own achievements and then comparing them to others. But that turns quickly into criticism and then judgment of your fellow content creators, right? You literally go from, oh, I wonder how they're doing, to judging them and angry with them, and they must be cheating, and criticizing them, and or just drives you into depression. The ultimate danger lies in becoming so focused on your personal success that your action becomes completely self-serving, and you end up only being yourself. At the end of it all, you've hurt everybody around you, and it's just you now, because you didn't care how you got there. And it's just a wake of carnage. Now, let me ask you this. That's the opposite of what Christians are meant to be, right? We're meant to be servants of all. So here's the question. Number one, do you find yourself constantly comparing your statistics with others, keeping a mental tally of who's ahead? Right? Keeping a mental tally of who's ahead. Do you constantly compare your statistics, constantly compare your analytics, constantly compare your Discord server, the numbers, the amount of activity you get, the amount of comments, the amount of views, the amount of whatever it is? Do you always compare with others? Number two, are you often critical of others' work, looking to find a fault where there might be none, and then you're so happy to see it or point it out, right? Like, you'll see someone that's successful, you see someone that you like, see someone that you think is doing a good job, or they're out there and they're taking from you what you have, and you look through their stuff, you look through their work, you look through their catalog, you look through their about, you just want to find a typo, you just want to find a bad font, you just want to find an editing error, you want to find something, because that way you can point it out, or you can say, you can feel better about yourself. You're just happy that they messed up, right? Do you do that? Number three, does your content creation revolve solely around your own interests with little regard for community or collaboration, right? Because there's fear, because there's scarcity, because your mindset is set that way, right? You have this idea that I'm in competition with everyone. Therefore, what happens if I do something for someone else? What if they grow and I don't? What if I have them onto my channel, my podcast? What if I let them have, you know, tweet or whatever, I tweet their thing and people like their stuff and then they go follow them? They're taking from me. I can't do that. I can only worry about myself, right? I can't collab with somebody. What if I collab with somebody and they're lesser than me, and someone looks at them and goes, oh, why would you collab with them? You must not be very popular if you're collabing with them. I can't do that. Do you always revolve your content and your community and everything you do just around yourself? Or do you see it as an opportunity to serve others, to help the creative community altogether to collaborate with others and help each other grow. That's three tests. Okay. We're going to stop there and conclude with this. Everyone faces this. Okay. Everybody. If some of this hit you, recognize you're not alone. But if you're willing to confront your insecurities, you will be able to uniquely transform your vulnerabilities into strength. Just by virtue of the fact that you know what they are, you know when the triggers happen, and you know how to compensate, you know how to deal with them, you know how to work with them, how to use them as fuel to drive you to do better things. We need each other. That's how God built us. We're not meant to feel insecure about what we can't do. That insecurity, that I can't do that, is meant to be a motivator to depend more on God and depend more on others, to partner with people, to be the body of Christ, to grow each other. The goal isn't try to be perfect. It's not to try to never feel insecure again. That would be impossible. It's meant to be to recognize when it's happening, recognize when you're feeling vulnerable, and then take steps to address the issue. Maybe it means asking someone's forgiveness. Maybe it means changing your behavior or pulling back from looking at your analytics so much or changing the type or even the motivation behind the kind of content you create. I promise that God's promise that he opposes the proud and gives grace to the humble is true. I'm going to end by reading scripture. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 12, where Paul talks about his own insecurity, his own weakness. Says this, "So to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. Three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me, but he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.' Therefore," says Paul, "I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Can you do that? Can you boast in your weaknesses, knowing they are driving you closer to God, that God is the one who will be your strength, and you will be able to serve others more because of that weakness? It's when we realize and we even embrace those that we get to see God at work.
That's a tough topic. No one wants to look at themselves and point out their insecurities. But it's when we can call them out and recognize them for what they are that we can begin to work on them and, more importantly, let God work on them. On the topic of focusing on self, I didn't so much find myself not collaborating with others because I thought I was better than them or that they would hinder me, but it was kind of the opposite. I thought other creators would think, who is this guy? Who does he think he is? He's lower than us or lower than me, even if they were similar size to me in followers or viewers or whatever. But thinking that way put the focus on me and my own perceived greatness or lack thereof, rather than trusting that God called me to this space for a reason. Don't get me wrong, I still struggle with it. I still will type out a message on Discord or something and say that I want to get involved with something, and then I'll delete it. Maybe before sending it, maybe after sending it, thinking, why would they accept me into this group or this project? Who am I? It wasn't until I overcame that and let God lead that I began to step out and say, hey, would you be interested in collaborating on this thing? Can I help you with a project that you're working on? Can we do this or that? It's actually how I ended up working with Christian Ninja on this podcast. It wasn't what I approached him about, and we may talk about that at another time, but it opened a door that I think God was just waiting for me to step through in faith. One of the things that I've had a great experience with is connecting with other Christian content creators, and God has given me the ability to see them as allies, as partners, and to celebrate their successes and not to see them as competition. in Romans 14, 19, the NIV says, "Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification." And then in 1 Corinthians 12, 12, this is the English Standard Version, it says, "For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ." We're all one body. We're working together for the same purpose, to glorify Christ, to show people Jesus. And it's just been so awesome to connect and surround myself with other awesome content creators, Christian content creators, that are able to lift each other up, not to compete with each other or put each other down or try to one-up each other in negative ways, but more so we're trying to help each other to one-up each other, right? Just to continue to build that and push God's kingdom forward. So it's been really awesome. I hope that you come back for what will likely be called part two of the insecurities test. As Christian Ninja mentioned, we did 3 out of 6 this week. And I hope that you can come back, and I hope that you got some insight out of this and it gets you thinking and working through any of these things that you might see in yourself. So reach out to us on Discord or in chat during the stream to chat about this stuff if you have questions or comments or something that you've done that worked for you. Maybe that will help somebody else in their space as they struggle along with the same thing. So thanks for listening, and we hope to see you back here again next week. Have a great day. Bye. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe to this podcast. And if you want to join in the conversation, Christian Ninja streams Monday to Thursday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This podcast is recorded live on Tuesdays. Also, I want to invite you to join my own live stream where I stream Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Finally, if you want to help keep Christian Ninja full-time, consider joining his coffee support page, where you'll find his bookstore and get updates on what's happening with Taco and Christian Ninja's ministry. If you become a member, you'll get access to all sorts of exclusive content and help reach more creators in their communities. All the links are in the description.